Hello, fellow travelers, and welcome to Adventures in Security, episode 29 for June 11th, 2006. I'm your host, Tom Olzak. This is a weekly podcast published each Sunday evening, sometime before midnight. You can find the information covered in our episodes at blogs.ittoolbox.com/security/adventures. If you're interested in commenting on what you hear or about topics you'd like us to talk about, please send email to podcasts@adventuresinsecurity.com. This week's episode looks at the first of two ways security managers should consider deploying security controls: diversity in design. And next week, we're going to examine the second consideration, defense in depth. The manner in which prevention and detection controls are implemented is often just as important as the controls themselves. And there are two current best practices for the deployment of security controls: diversity in design and defense in depth. And like I said, this week we're going to examine the diversity of a network design, including infrastructure and software, as a security control. The diversity design principle deals with the degree of variety in your controls. By variety is meant not only the types of controls, but also the number of vendors and approaches to various controls. So let's take a DMZ for an example. A DMZ consists of two firewalls, and between the two firewalls are things like web servers or other outward-facing servers that we want people from the internet to be able to access without getting access to our internal network. So if we put on the outside or the internet side of the DMZ a firewall from vendor A, and the other firewall, which is between the DMZ and the internal network, is from vendor B, if a cracker hits the outside or internet-facing firewall and cracks it, they have access to the DMZ. And if we had the same brand of firewall with the same vulnerabilities and the same setup and same configuration issues, or it required the same knowledge to crack the second firewall, it's not that much of a stretch to believe that the cracker is going to be able to easily get through the second firewall. However, if the second firewall, which again is between the DMZ and the internal network, is from a second vendor, then the cracker is going to have to figure out all over again how he or she is going to get through that second firewall. So that's one of the advantages of diversity in design. But in addition to blocking cracking attempts, diversity in design can mitigate the effects of malware attacks. As the most common operating system on the planet, Microsoft Windows is the most popular target among amateur and professional hackers. Viruses, worms, and Trojans released years ago are still running around the internet, along with all the critters recently released, just waiting for an opportunity to bring down an organization's Windows-based systems. And let's face it, a single worm can bring down an entire enterprise in a matter of hours, probably minutes. By introducing a second desktop or server operating system into your environment, you might be able to keep a portion of the most critical information processes operational during a malware attack. For example, an enterprise that installs a second OS on 20% of its desktop systems, and this is according to Gartner, has a good chance of reducing the business impact of a worm attack by 50%. And for desktop systems and servers, diversity is recommended over a wholesale replacement of instances of Windows, because if an alternative operating system gained a market share of 30% or more, it would likely become a target almost as tempting to attackers as Microsoft products. So diversity in design sounds like a great idea, but don't rush out and start looking for alternative products just yet. There is a potential downside. Diversity in hardware and software tends to increase environmental complexity. In my experience, increased complexity can result in increased cost and potentially weaker security. Increased costs are largely due to making sure you have the skill sets available to manage multiple technologies. Additional training for existing staff is fine if you aren't interested in the benefits experience brings to system management and troubleshooting. But if you need experienced engineers or programmers to support the secondary environment, you'll probably have to consider bringing on additional staff. In addition to increased management costs, there's also the possibility that maintaining information assurance will become much more difficult. Multiple desktop and server images must be maintained, and all images must conform to company standards and guidelines. This means ensuring that the network engineers understand how the diverse environments both complement and hinder each other. System designs and vulnerability assessments must take these challenges into consideration. Whether diversity is a good security control for your environment once again depends on the outcome of a risk assessment. One outcome of the assessment must be an analysis of the benefits of diversity versus the costs of implementing multiple technologies. There's no universal rule a manager can use to determine if adding variety to desktops and servers makes sense. Instead, the decision must be made based on the potential consequences of continuing to process critical business information in a homogeneous technology environment. And this goes right back to things I've said about risk management. Risk management is critical to any organization who's trying to get a return on its security investment. It's focused on trying to achieve that balance between putting in place controls to protect information assets and still maintaining an acceptable level of operational efficiency. Well, that's it for this week. And I'd like to remind you that the ebook version of my book, Just Enough Security, is available at Amazon.com. Go check it out. And finally, the paperback version is in distribution and should be hitting bookshelves and online booksellers within the next 4 to 6 weeks. And as always, I hope I was able to help you make your network just a little bit more secure. Until next time, be careful what you click.